Radwan Ziadeh is a member of the Syrian National Council, or SNC. That's the main dissident group calling for an end to the Assad regime. Most of its members are outside Syria. Ziadeh is part of an SNC delegation that's traveling to Cairo for a meeting with the Arab League. He says it's a key meeting.
We need all the Arab countries to support the Arab initiative, which actually suspends the Syrian membership in the Arab League and put political and economic sanctions, with the same time actually put more pressure to isolate Assad, to enforce him to step down. More importantly, now we are discussing with the Arab League about sending 500 Arab observers. We need to negotiate with the Arab League about the mandate of those Arab observers and what the role of the Arab observers should play inside Syria, especially in cities where actually the hot spot like Homs and Daraa, Idlib and Deir ez-Zor.
As far as those monitors that the Arab League has suggested sending into Syria, aren't you concerned that if they get in, President Assad will tell his security people to stop the shooting so everything looks normal?
We are sure that the Assad will not stop the killings in any way. Above or beyond the mandate of those observers, should the Assad regime should accept and allow all the international and the Arab journalists and reporters to get in inside the country and to give the reporters and the observers the full freedom of movement.
Do you think the Arab League has a kind of teeth to insist on that?
Of course. The role of the Arab League is crucial because that put more pressure on Syria, since Syria regime considers itself actually as the beating heart in the Arab world.
How is the Syrian National Council coordinating with Syrians inside Syria so that when you speak to the Arab League in Cairo, you're actually speaking on behalf of all Syrians, not just the council?
We have actually different committees who are responsible in communicating with the people on the ground every day, and with the same time getting all the information about what's going on the ground to the leadership of the SNC and release statements, with the same time spreading the word to the international community. We have to do that by different ways, by through mobile phones or by through a satellite or through Skype. With the same time, we're trying actually to be very close to the Syrian people, because those are the people who give us the legitimacy to speak on behalf of them.
What is the one thing about the situation, the current situation in Syria, that you think people in the U.S. don't understand?
Since actually Syria is blockaded for any reporters or journalists to get in inside the country, Syria became unknown not only for the Arab media but for the international media. Unfortunately, we don't have the same case like we have in Egypt, where actually we have 24 hours media at the Tahrir Square, which protect the protesters there. I think that the media can play a very important role to give us the personal stories of the people who have been killed, the people who have been tortured, the people who have been detained, and this is actually what's missing in the Syrian uprising, unfortunately.
Radwan Ziadeh, a member of the Syrian National Council, which will be meeting with the Arab League in Cairo. Thanks for speaking with us, and safe travels.
Thank you very much. Thank you.